Traumatic brain injuries can have devastating consequences, but now researchers are learning more about the effects of mild brain injuries. Researchers from VA Puget Sound Healthcare System and UW Medicine are looking into the effects of mild explosions on troops. And a new study of veterans found that the more blasts they're exposed to, the more the brain is affected. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
The findings were similar to brain changes found in boxers and football players. But researcher David Cook says the work is important because being in an explosion is more nuanced than being hit on a football field. Cook says the nature of modern warfare makes soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan particularly vulnerable to mild TBI, more traumatic brain injury.
Our soldiers are getting exposed over and over and over again. And because they have, you know, much better body armor than they had, say, for instance, in the Vietnam War, they end up being able to tolerate blast exposures that in previous conflicts or under different circumstances might have more grievously injured them.
Study participant William Kirby has a mild TBI. He says he was exposed to repeated blasts while deployed to Iraq as a Marine infantryman.
We're setting off a charge on a door or a gate or something to blow it open, and there's nowhere really to go, so you basically turn away from it, you know, within a few feet, and you can feel that kind of concussion, that shockwave, as it goes kind of through your body.
Kirby remembers three explosions in Iraq that met the medical definition for mild TBI, which means they were strong enough to leave him either unconscious or stunned. But he also was subjected to many smaller blasts.
If I was just a betting guy, I would bet that those three would be the ones that caused me the damage. But other than that, like the small little charges that we used to blow doors down, you know, that, you know, maybe 15 or 20 of those a day for 8 to 10 days. So it was definitely a lot of them.
Researchers tested 41 veterans with a history of mild TBI. They found the impacts were most noticeable in the lower regions of the cerebellum, the area of the brain that sits right at the base of your skull in the back of your head. The cerebellum coordinates movement, helps control mood, cognitive functions, and helps you multitask. Veterans like Kirby with mild TBI often report depression, irritability, impulsivity, and problems managing certain tasks. Cook hopes the findings will help improve treatments for the day-to-day symptoms, but also potential midlife or late-life consequences like Alzheimer's and chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Because these guys, their symptoms are subtle, and many of them are hidden. If we wait until veterans like Mr. Kirby and others are actually really in trouble, the cow will be out of the barn in terms of brain injury.
He says about 10 to 20% of service members who deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan came back with symptoms associated with repetitive blasts.
So that's why all the emphasis on finding ways to do something as much as we can, to understand as much as we can now, so that if this does become a problem, because we really don't know how bad it's going to get, we don't want to be surprised at the end.
The study is published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
Our stories on the military and veterans are part of the American Homefront Project, a national collaboration with NPR, KUOW, WUNC in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and KPCC in Los Angeles.